This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There are lots of things that have made us stop believing in love this year. The Golden Bachelor's getting divorced. Megan Fox and MGK seem to be on the rocks. And Gypsy Rose is ending her 3-week marriage.
No, they've been married for a while while she was in prison.
Oh, I see.
Just turns out.
Oh, the second she got out of prison, they didn't like each other.
Well, she didn't like him.
She didn't like him.
Yeah.
And we're getting details now on what the final straw was. Before we get into that, quick reminder as to who Gypsy Rose is.
Gypsy Rose is a now woman that experienced Munchausen by proxy because of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother insisted that she was sick and made not only Gypsy believe that, but everybody else, in an effort to scam people out of money because they would donate to causes, you know, for funding for Gypsy's medical care and stuff.
Which she didn't need.
Yeah.
So she got another.
Habitat for Humanity gave them a free house.
So she worked with her ex-boyfriend on killing her mother.
Right.
Then broke up with her ex-boyfriend who did that for her.
Well, they both went to prison. So,
but still broke up with him. You can make a long distance work.
Okay.
And instead married this guy while she was in prison.
Yeah.
Then got divorced from this guy.
Well, she's going through a divorce now.
So final straw in their marriage. What was it? Not murdery enough.
No. And if this isn't so relatable, they often ate out for their meals. Not a shocker.
Shot of newlyweds.
Not a shocker. Gypsy, not a big cook. He would frequently bring home leftovers.
Okay.
And he'd have that to-go container and put it in the fridge. Then the next day, Let's where do you want to go, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go to dinner or lunch or whatever, and he'd have a little bit of extra. So he'd bring home leftovers, put it in the fridge, and so on and so forth until that fridge was full of to-go containers of leftovers that he never ate. He'd bring them home, but he'd never eat them. So they just sit in there. And would he clean out the refrigerator? Of course not. No, he left it right there, and it would build up and it'd build up. And I'm sure she said, "Darling, you did say that you were going to start throwing away your to-go containers, didn't you, Ryan?" And he'd go, oh dear, I'll get to it. What she should have said was, sure hope you don't meet my mom.
Right. She's the one that time, the one time where it's like, if you do it one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. You listen to her.
Listen to her.
Because you know she can do it.
Right. Or at least find somebody that will.
And you're saying this is a little bit relatable.
You don't think this is relatable?
This is a little bit on Gypsy Rose. And I'll tell you why.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Okay. My family also, they build up in our fridge as well.
Yes.
Is it annoying? Of course it is. It is up to you.
To who?
To you.
To who?
As the person annoyed by it, clean it out.
No!
Not
no!
throw it away. Eat it.
Oh, okay.
I've got a very strict leftover policy in my house. You get 2 days. If you don't eat your leftovers in 2 days,
they're mine.
They're my leftovers.
Okay, what if Gypsy Rose is somebody like Kevin who hates leftovers,
yeah, I hate
so she's
it.
Never going to eat them?
Then in 2 days, you throw it away if it's bothering you that much.
Why doesn't Ryan have to do anything?
Who's Ryan?
The husband.
Gypsy Ryan?
Gypsy Rose's husband, Ryan Anderson.
We have to call him Gypsy Ryan. Why doesn't Gypsy Ryan? Because maybe Gypsy Ryan keeps thinking, I'm going to eat that burrito.
But if you have a habit, Gypsy Ryan, of not eating the burrito.
Right.
Then don't expect to eat the burrito. Because
okay.
We all know that you're not going to eat the burrito because you haven't eaten the last 17
all right.
burritos.
If I'm Gypsy Ryan,
yeah.
Okay, and my darling, beautiful wife, Gypsy Rose, is telling me, you have a habit of not eating your leftovers.
Yeah.
And I forget to do it as Gypsy Ryan.
Yeah.
And she's getting more and more irritated. I stop her in her tracks and I go, I understand that this is irritating, but you know what? I've never killed anyone. You win every argument. When that's the only plus to marrying a murderer. Because no matter what happens or what you do, what do you mean you just bought a car on a credit card?
Yeah, but I didn't take anybody's life.
Boom. Exactly. Your socks are always on the ground. Yeah. Well, everybody I've ever met is still alive. I can't stand how you go out every Friday night with your boys. How's your mom?
Wow!
Exactly. When you're Gypsy Ryan, you're on easy street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.